In arba mises le botlu. The dinim is not botlu. What does that mean? The dinim, Rashi says, einish dugmasam. You'll still get this einish if you deserve it. Like this. Mishra chayev skila. Let's say someone did an aveira that really deserves to get skila. But now there's no more bezdin agodul, so the bezdin doesn't pass ganois. But you know what happens? Min ha-shemayim, they'll still make sure you'll get that einish. Or einoifu min ha-gag, either will happen is you're going to fall off a roof. Or chayev dososoy. Rosh ha-chayev will tear you apart. Like skila. Skila, they throw you off the roof and then they stone you. So just like you're supposed to get skila, you'll get it now also in another way. Right, so mission is chayev sreifa. Somebody did an aveira that is chayev to get sreifa to be burnt. Sreifa used to mean they used to pour down your throat a boiling hot lead. Is oy neufel bedleika. Either will happen to you is you'll be burnt, you'll fall into a fire. Oy nochas machish, or else a snake will bite you up, will bite you. And his poison will burn you up. So you see, it's still called the din dalad misois. Or mission is chayev ariga. Someone's supposed to be killed with a sword. Or nimsul amalchus, either you're given over to the king, that they kill you with the sword. Or listen boyim alov, or else Ram Davers will come and use the sword on you. Or mishnas chayim chenis, someone's supposed to be strangled. Or toive benor, either he'll drown in the river, which is like chenik, you drown, you're like choked to death. Or meis bisruchnichi, you'll die with the sickness of choking to death, a type of a chenik. So kids, so why do we see that someone deserves these type of mises, so when the Ri comes and kills you, it's not the pshat the Ri has the choice to do it or not. It's also called B'day Shemayim. It's called that B'day Shemayim, they were grazing upon you to die this way. So Chura, why do we say before, now Ri in the Gan, it is called B'day Odom, that's called B'day Shemayim. So Gemara says, Einachanami El Epoch, let's change it around what we said. Ari the Gan of B'day Shemayim. If a person is killed by a lion or by a Gan, that's called B'day Shemayim. That's called, really, you did an Aveira. That's Mechayev, you one of these four Mises, and you're getting it now. Mashenk ain't seen the Pachim of the Yodim. But if you catch a cold, or you catch a heat, that's called B'day Yodim. That's called something you caused upon yourself. It's not the comes B'day Shemayim. But I call upon him, Yaakov, this is Abayi's Pshat, that Yaakov, the Pasuk says, Osun, by Mise B'day Yodim, and it says, Osun, that Yaakov Avinu warned the brothers to watch out, nothing should happen to Binyamin, no Osun, no mishappening should happen, fortune should happen to him. So Osun means B'day Yodim, B'day Shemayim, because says the word Osun, Xer Shava, that's in the Chunin Ben Akonis Pshat. That just like by Misa B'dayodim, by Nshchi of Shabbos, you say, come with the Rabbinei, who was in Yom Kippur also. Even though if you do a chet on Yom Kippur, there's only a chi of Kurus involved, still we say, come with the Rabbinei. That's a bias pshat. Now the Gemara says, Rava says, no. Time of the Nechunya ben Akona. You know what his time is? Why does he say, chai the creases? Yom Kippur is doing with the Shabbos, mehocha. The Pasuk says, V'yimhelim yalimu amoritz asenayim, minishahu. If the people take their eyes off this person, V'sita mizarwa l'moylech. Somebody gave over his children to do the avodah zarah of moylech. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even if Bezdin doesn't go and kill him, V'samti ani as pona vishu, I'll take out time to take care of that person. V'mishpachtoi, V'ichrati yoisi, and I'll give him chorus, I'll kill him. That's what Hashem says. Suppose it means like this, Amru Torah is saying, Korus Shali, that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives somebody Korus, like takes him away before his times, is Kemisa Shalachem, it's like Bezdin gives Misa. That's this Pasuk. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Samti Ani Es Pone Bishu, V'mishrat V'chrati Yosei. That Bezdin was supposed to kill him with a Misa's Bezdin. This person did avoid the Zorah. If you do avoid the Zorah, Bezdin is supposed to kill you. So Hashem is saying, if Bezdin doesn't take care of him and hides their eyes from this person, me, myself, Hashem, will go and kill him. So you see here the what? Hashem is saying, my chorus is b'mokim your Mises Bezdin. This is Rabbi's pshat, the what? That ma misa shalachem, potim in atashlumim. Just like when Bezdin gives somebody a chiyiv misa, when he did an aver with his chayiv Mises Bezdin, be mechal Shabbos, if you burn somebody's fields on Shabbos, since you chayiv misa for that, you're potter from paying back the money. You say, come with the Rabbinei. Is the Avkara Shali. Same thing, my Kara is also potter min atashlumim. Is also potter min atashlumim. That's the way Rava darshins. Gemara says, Mayika ben Rava l'Abaya. What's the difference between Rava and Abaya? They're both darshim sukim that lav davka mises bezin as a ptur become the Rabbinei. Even mises of B'day Shemayim. So you can deny the difference is, Zar Shachot Truma. What's going to be if a regular Yisrael eats truma? He eats truma, he's chayiv misa b'day shemayim when you eat truma. Do you have to pay back the money for the truma also or not? Is la baye potter. According to Abaye, the Dasan from the first pasuk, osin, osin, mashma, any type of a mishappening, b'day shemayim, you say, come with Rab Minei. Not only yichiv chorus, but even yichiv misa b'day shemayim. If ye truma, yichayiv misa b'day shemayim. Or the rabba, though, according to rabba, taka chayiv. According to rabba, though, him, you be chayiv. According to rabba, you be chayiv. Because rabba says, when do I say, come with Rab Minei? Only by chorus. If chorus is the makam misa, you say come live the rab minei. Like this pasuk of Ichrati, that Hashem says, I'll give him chorus. So chorus is the makam misa's bezdin. Mashenkin, if you only do a chet like yi truma, that's only a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, that's not so strong as chorus, you don't say come live the rab minei. So that's not communion between Abaye and Rava. In a case where a zar, a regular Yisrael, eats truma, so he has a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, and then the question is, does he have to pay back the money or not? Yeah. So where it says now, well, Abaye potter, the truma according to Abaye, Yitaka potter. The Omer of Chizda says, Moidir of Nechunya ben Akona, that the goin of Chelbo, Shechaver of Yochlu, Shechai, Shechvan Aschai, Begnei, Bekonu, Shemol, Adi, Yitzichelev. I'm going to eat the Abgad, Bekonu, Shechai, Nash, Levi, Al Yochlei. Well, this is the beginning of a new sugi. We'll leave this for tomorrow night, Mr. Shem. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf lamed amid beis. Again, we're in the middle of the Gemara, or by Rava, we'll start again from Rava, five lines down. That Rava, my Rava says, Taima de Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona. What's the reason of Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona mehocha from this pasuk? Again, we had before that Rebbe Nechunya ben Akona, he's the Tana that argues on our Mishnah. He holds that Chayv Mikrisis also has a loch of Chomlei b'drab minei. He says that somebody like does a mazik, if somebody burns somebody field on Yom Kippur, he's also potter from paying back the person the money for it. Because since he's chayiv chorus for being over the malacha of Yom Kippur, you say, come of the Rab Minei. That's his chiddush. Not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, if you're honest, if you live with your own sister, even though you're chayiv chorus, still you have to pay a kenas. So you see that a chayiv chorus, that's not enough of a chayiv misan to say, come of the Rab Minei, that you should be potter from paying money. But Rav Nechunya ben Akona holds like that. So Gemara says our mission is not like Rav Nechunya ben Akona. Now the question is, what's the reason of Rav Nechunya ben Akona? So before we had Abaye's reason was, it says Lashon of Osan, Osan. He learns out that Osan, B'day Shemayim, has the same Malach like Osan, B'day Yodim. That was Abaye's pshat. Rav Amar now like this, time of Rav Nechunya ben Akona, Mehocha. The Pasuk says, V'yim helim yalimu amoritz asenayim minish. Yeah, see, one of them, let me move over here, he's just over here. Yeah. Pasuk says, "Vim helim yalimu amoris esenayim and ishahu." If the bezdin will not watch this person, take the rise off this person. Pesita mizara lamelech means somebody did the chet of an avoy dezora. He let his kid worship the avoy dezora of melech. So Hashem says, "V'samti ani es pona bishahu." I'll put myself to take care of that person, of a mishpachtoi, v'ichrati yoisoi, and I'll give him chorus. That's what the pasuk says. That Hashem says that Bezdin is supposed to watch over this person that worships Avoy Dezora. That Bezdin is supposed to kill him. In case Bezdin doesn't kill him, Hashem says, I'll take care of it, I'll give him chorus. So therefore, Ravis says, Pshat from Nechunya ben Akona is like this. That he darshan this pasuk of Omra Torah, the Torah says, like Hashem is telling us, Koras Shali, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives somebody Koras, which means he takes him away before his time. Also, in Rashi learns the Chiddush of Koras is that you and your children will both die. You'll die before 60. Now the Pasuk says that Ririm Yiyu, you go without children. So Torah is saying that when Hashem gives somebody Koras, is Kemisa Shalachem, it has the same Malach as if Bezdin would give you Misa. What does that mean? That Ma Misa Shalachem. Just like we know, there's a klal of komlei b'derab minei. Let's say on Shabbos, somebody goes to his friend's field and burns down his field on Shabbos. So even though you're a mazik, you're ruining his field, but you're also chayiv misa because you're over the yis of havara. You're doing one of the ramates malachas. So the klal is, since Yechayiv Mises Bezdin for burning down his field, you're potter from paying back the money. You don't have to pay him back the money. That's called Komlei V'Rabbi Minei. When you have two chiyuvim, we give you the stronger one, not the lesser one. So the stronger one is to be killed, so we only give you the Misa and not the Mammon. So Rav Nachunim ben Akon holds, not only by Yechayiv Mises Bezdin, when Bezdin gives a psak, then you have to be killed, but even when you have a Yechayiv Koros, if you do an Aveira, that's Mechayiv Yukoros, also you're potter from paying money. So that's Rav is saying, that's Pshat Rav Nachunim ben Akon from this pasuk, that Hashem says, I'll give this guy Koros instead of Mises Bezdin. In other words, Koros is like Mrs. Bezdin. That just like Mrs. Bezdin is the Ptur of Chomer B'Rab Minei, is Av Koros Shali, Potem in Atashlumen. The same thing if you do in Aveira, that Yechayiv Koros, you don't have to pay money either. That's the Pshat from Nechuni Ben Akona. Therefore, like in our Mishnah, he argues in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, if you live with your sister, if you force your sister, so you have to pay a Kenas. Even though Yechayiv Koros, if you live with your sister, Yechayiv Koros. So our Mishnah argues on the Nechuni Ben Akona. But according to the Nechuni Ben Akona, you'd be potter from paying the Kenas. Now the Gemara says, Ma Yika Ben Rav L'Abaya. What's the difference between Rav's way of learning and Abaya's way of learning? Again, Abaya before learned from the Pasuk, Osen Osen. Agzera Shava. Mashma, any type of a Misa that you have, has Alocha like Misa's Bezdin. So Gemara says, Yika Benai, the difference between the two is, Zar Shocha Truma. Let's say regular Yisrael goes and eats truma. You take truma away from a kohen and you eat it. So really you should be chayiv to pay back the money of truma. You like stealing truma from a kohen. But when you eat it, you also chayiv mises b'dei shemayim. For a zar to eat truma, you're not chayiv koros, you're not chayiv mises bezdin, it's called misa b'dei shemayim. It's a little bit different than koros, we'll soon see. So zar shachot truma la ba yepoter. According to Abaye that says of Nechunya ben Akonin's pshat is from the word osin osin. Mashma, anything that kills you, you have a ptur of komlev the rab minei. So amisa b'dei shemayim also yepoter. Or the rova that rova dashens from this last posik that says koris is like misas bezdin. So therefore you'll be chayiv because if you eat truma, you're not chayiv koris. You only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Like Rashi says. Zar shochal truma, Rashi says, b'mezid. If a zar of a regular Yisrael eats truma b'mezid, it's who b'misa b'dei shemayim. The chiyav is misa b'dei shemayim v'loik b'koros. You're not chayav koros. What's the difference between koros and misa b'dei shemayim? Both of them, the pshat is, you'll be killed before your time. So what's the difference? So Rashi learns, koros is hu v'zaru nenoshim. You and your children will both be killed out. You'll be empty, you'll be without children. So if you do a chet that yechayiv koros, if you live with your sister, or you eat chaylev, then yechayiv koros means you and your children will be killed. Mashenken, if a regular Yisrael eats truma, he's only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, which means he'll be killed before his time. But his children not. Such a difference. According to Rava, it's only koros that has a din like misa's bezdin, that you don't have to pay the money. Mashenkin Misa b'dei shemayim, you would be chayiv. This is an afkumini between Abaye and Rav. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true, will Abaye potter? Is it true that according to Abaye, if a regular Yisrael eats truma, you want to say he's potter from paying back the money, since he's also chayiv Misa b'dei shemayim for eating it? Therefore you would say, komle b'dei rabmine, we only give you the meat, you only get the Misa and not the money? Rav Chizda said a story like this. He agrees that in this case you would have to pay money. In which case, let's say you are in chalev. You have an animal, and you have the chalev there. Chalev is the tray for fats that you're not allowed to eat, and if you eat it, you chayev koros. So what's going to be if you go down to your friend's house, and you steal his chalev, the yochel, and then you eat it? So by eating it, you chayev koros feeding it. Now you also have to pay back the money for stealing it. Now do you say komlei b'derab minei? So the Chizda says no, you'll be chayiv to pay back the money. Even according to Rav Nachunya ben Akona. When you eat it, you have a chiyiv koros. The Teretz is, shuchayiv shekva neschayiv b'gneva koidim shebo l'dayis hachelev. That what? That you chayiv for the gneva first. In other words, when you went down to your friend's house, and you picked up that chalev, that shreifa fats, that's when you koiner it. You're a ganef. So at that time, you chayev to pay back the money. At that time, you didn't eat it yet. You don't have the chiv misa. When you eat it later, that's called the second mice that happens later, you chayev misa for that. But if you had a chiv money from before, the misa doesn't patter, doesn't free you. It only frees you of at the same time, like on Shabbos. You go down and burn down your friend's field. So at the same time when you're doing the malach of burning his field, that's when you're ruining it. So at the same time it happens, then you say calmly. But over here, that first you stole it. For stealing it, you have to pay back the money. How much it's worth. Later, when you eat it, you have misa for that. So you don't say calmly. So Alma, what do we see from this? The svar is, the meyidna diagbe, the time you picked it off this chalev, kanya. Your kanya means you have a din geneva. You're a ganef then. You have to pay back the money. Mischayev benashoy, when do you first have a chi of chorus feeding the chalev? Loheva yadi ocholai, until late, until you eat it. So since they don't come the same time, you would not say, come late with the rabbi minei. So Gemara says, hochinami, holir also should be the same way. In our case, if a czar goes to truma, so posh the case is that a regular Yisrael goes to a kohen's house, and he steals the truma from the kohen's house. So the chura, be'id no diagva, at the time when he picks up the truma, is kanya. That's when he's kanya the truma, it becomes his truma. That's when he have a din ganef on it. That's the time you have to pay it back. Mischayev benashoy, when are you first chayev misa b'dei shemayim, lehevi yadi ocholai, until you first eat it later? So again, what do you say according to Abaya? You'd be potter from paying back the money of the truma, no? When you picked up the truma and you first sold it, you're a ganef. You're a robber. You have to pay back the money at that time. When you eat it later, that's a new action later. That you don't say, come with Rab Minei. So my answer is, it's taka true. But Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. That there would be a case that according to Abaya, you would be part of paying back the money. Kegoin she'tochav lo'ichaveru le'toich piv. That somebody else, your friend, picked up the chalif and shoved it down your mouth. Tochvelo, the guy put it into your mouth. So it comes out, you yourself didn't do a Maisa Geneva. You never picked up this chalev. Your friend picked it up and put it down your mouth. So what are you chayiv from? For eating it. So for eating it, that's when you're having enjoyment. That's like when you're stealing it. At that same time, you also chayiv misa for eating truma. So that would be the case that you'd be potter from paying the money since you have a chayiv misa. The Torah says no, but saif still, kivon the law say you have to chew it. The Havamina is the guy just puts it into your mouth. So still you have to go and chew it. So for a while you're chewing it, can you? You're a ganef, you're kind of the geneva, b'shas you're chewing it. When you're chewing the chaylev, then you have the chi of money to pay it back. Mischayev benavshay, when are you chayev misa though for eating it? Loyheve yadabalya, until you swallow it. That's halacha. Whenever you chayev einshin for achila, if you eat chaylev or you eat dam, that the Torah says, you chayev chorus, that's only when you swallow the Yisa. Before you swallow it, you're not Chayiv Misa. So it comes out, your friend, true, took this Chalev and put it into your mouth. Now really what you should have done is just spit it out right away. Instead of spitting it out, what you did is you start to chew it. By chewing it, you're kind of, you have it in Geneva when you start chewing it. So you're a Ganef at that time. That time you're not Chayiv Misa yet. You only Chayiv Misa later when you swallow it. So again, Lechur, you should not say Kamlai. You should have a chi of money first, and then the misa comes later. So Gemara answers in Echnami. The case is kagoyin she'tochavlo le'toich beis avliya, that your friend he shoved this chalev all the way down your throat, not just into the beginning of your mouth. He put it down to your throat. So Gemara says, still, let's see. But hechidomi, how are we talking about here? So what? Either motzel adura, if you could like spit it out and return it. So for the Gemara in the header, you're lechur to spit it out, and the pshat is lechur. Then if you don't spit it out, you call the ganef at that time. So again, the chi of money comes first, and the chi of misa first comes later. Let's say the guy put it so far down your throat that you can't return it anymore. You can't spit it up. You can't even vomit it up anymore. Guy mama shoved it all the way down your throat. So am I chayiv? So why are you chayiv altogether? You're like an honest. You didn't do anything. Like the other guy did it. So it's a shalom, machlokes rishonim. Does it mean to say you potter from money only? You don't have to pay back the money? Or does it even mean to say you potter from Easter also? But I call upon it, if you're not doing anything, somebody else is shoving it down your throat, and so far down that you can't return it, so my chayiv, you're not chayiv money for sure here. There's no money involved altogether. There's even a tzad. Rashi learns even, my chayiv misa onesu. Rashi learns you're not even chayiv misa, Rashi learns. You're an ones. So Gemara says, you know what we're talking about over here? Loitzrich is the motzi ladura adiatchak. We're talking about the guy put it down your throat pretty far down that you could only vomit it up very hard. Adiatchak. So since it's very hard to do it, it's like this. Rashi and Tosfos both speak out like this. Since the guy put it so far down your throat, even if you would choke it or cough it up now, it's not worth a penny. Because something that's so far down your throat is disgusting already, mis, that's not worth a penny anymore. Let's say someone took an apple of truma and shoved it down your throat. So they put it down so far, if you would choke it up, cough it up, it wouldn't be worth anything. So therefore, I'll say, gan if really you're not cool, the gan for swallowing it. Because for swallowing it anyway, it's not worth anything to the owner. But the pshat is though, you're chai for the nena. You're enjoying it. You're having enjoyment though. You yourself are having enjoyment from it. So swallow like instead of eating supper, you're eating this. So you have to pay back the owner how much enjoyment you had. Not how much the chayfut is actually worth. The apple, let's say, is worth a dollar, let's say. Your enjoyment could only be worth 20 cents. So you only have to pay him back that 20 cents. So this is the chiddush. That since when does the enjoyment come, though? The enjoyment comes when you swallow it also, when you swallow it. So when you swallow it now, two things happen. That's when you chayiv misa. And here it's not called an onus. Because really you could have coughed it up. And you should have coughed it up. Like you have no head to teach chalif. Or you have no head to teach truma here. So, it's truma we're talking about now. And you're a Yisrael. So you have no right to eat this apple of truma. You should have coughed it up. Since you didn't cough it up, you take a chayiv misa. Now the question is, you also chayiv money for the enjoyment you had at the time you swallowed it. So since at the time you swallow it, there's a chayiv misa b'day shemayim, according to Abaya, you'd be potter from paying back the money of the enjoyment. Because we would say, come leb the rabbinate. Since at the same time, when you're having the enjoyment, you also have a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim, because you're eating, you're swallowing truma, according to Mechunya ben Akona, the way Abaye learns, you would say, come leb the rabbinate. This is an afkamina. Finally, Rav Papa, Amar Papa says another case. Kagoin she'tochav loy chaveroi mashkin shel truma techpiv. Like, it's talking about, let's say, wine. You add wine of truma. That your friend pours the wine down your throat. So pshat is like this. Rashi speaks out what's easier this way is, you don't have to say they shoved it all the way down your throat. Because when wine comes into your mouth, as soon as it enters your mouth, if you'll spit it out now, the owner won't take it back anymore. So in other words, you're not called the gana for the fact you didn't spit it back. Because it's not worth a penny anymore. Once they put liquid into your mouth, to me it's disgusting, nobody would drink it anymore. So therefore, the fact you don't spit it up now, you're not called the gana. What would you be chayiv for again? Only when you swallow it. When you swallow the wine and you have enjoyment, you're going to have to pay back how much the enjoyment is worth. And at that time, you're also chayiv mises bezdin, feeding the truma. So that's an afkamina. According to Abaya, you would say, kom leib the rabbinei. But according to Rav, no. Rav only says, chorus is kom leib. Mashenkin here by eating truma, you only chayiv misa b'day shemayim, not chorus, you don't say kumle. You would have to pay back the value of the enjoyment that you had from it. Rav Ashi is another nafkamina. I'll tell you like this. Again, the original question was, how could you say that if a Yisroel takes truma and eats it, he's potter, the chura when he picks it up, he's chayiv for asaganef when he picks it up? So why should he be potter later when he eats it? So Rav Ashi says, taka true. When he picked up this truma, maybe he has to pay for it. But Rav Ashi Yama Bezar She'ochat Truma Mishaloi. We're talking about a regular Yisrael is eating truma that belongs to himself. In other words, he has his own apple tree, and that's Yisrael. And after he took off the apples, he makes truma. So the truma is still out in his house yet. He didn't give it over to the kohen yet. So it could be there's no Issur Geneva yet. But he took the truma and he started to eat it. Now V'korah Shirayim Shachaveroi. The Chiddush is why.